Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The DH, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Splitterv covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McRae moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Schall moves to second. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Schall scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a pop-up towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kirkpatrick. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Hairston moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston moves to third. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leon. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Patek applying the tag. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Forster covering, for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wolford moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis is walked intentionally. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Wolford trying to get to home. Hairston throws to Brinkman who tags Wolford for the out. Otis moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Alvarado moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Melton moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-3 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bevacqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeter for the out. Leon moves to second. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Leon scores. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvarado moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez bunts towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. Patek moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. White moves to third. Wolford moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Bart Johnson now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Otis hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. White scores. Wolford scores. It's 6-3, Royals. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Babakwa moves to third. Shaw moves to second. It's 7-3, Royals. Ken Freiling now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babakwa scores. Shaw scores. Kirkpatrick moves to third. It's 9-3, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 10-3, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. George Brett now playing third base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Ortenzio pinch hits for Amos Otis. Frank Ortenzio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortenzio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon strikes out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-4 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.